In the basement at Jefferson High School, students in Mike Poland's Principles of Aerospace class are preparing for a simulated flight, which eventually gets off the ground. This flight is programmed to head into southern Wisconsin. Junior Braxton Washington is one of the aspiring pilots taking this course.
Every day we come in and we do the METAR, which is basically the weather report, and Mr. Poland is a great teacher, and he's a pilot, so we learn a lot about aviation.
4 months into the academy program, Braxton says he's noticed a difference in how his fellow students embrace learning. He says they seem more focused. He also says teachers appear more driven. Mike Poland spent 20 years in aviation before becoming a teacher. He's one of the many new academy instructors here at Jefferson, which is the first high school in the district to fully implement the courses. Poland says for his part, he likes the idea of bringing in fellow professionals to help motivate his class. His goal is to lure guests who match the demographics of this very diverse student body.
You know, if you've got African-American and Hispanic students, you know, if you just show them, you know, a Caucasian pilot, that doesn't make the connection.
The academy has four distinct sections. In each of those sections, there are several career pathway courses that complement the core classes. Students must choose a particular academy before their second year. When we spoke with sophomore Juliana Solis in October, she said she was a little frustrated over what she called the lack of interaction with her career instructors. Solis, who wants to be a federal agent, says the frustration is still there.
They're still trying to stabilize the whole academy situation with the classes and the teachers and the students, so that's the reason why we don't see any change in our curriculums and stuff.
But now Solis says she's starting to understand that the first year is a test run that won't give students the complete experience. She's thankful that she still has 2 more years to get that opportunity. Senior Gerardo Castillo recently lamented that he won't experience the program's full effect, but Castillo, who wants a career in medicine, says he likes a good challenge and that some of the career classes are a little more difficult than he imagined.
So I have anatomy and physiology, and I thought it was going to be like an easy class since it's not like honors or AP, but it actually is a rigorous course where I'm learning a lot about the body, and it seems like it could prerequisite for going on into college.
As for the overall learning environment, Castillo says there appears to be a type of bond developing among students within the four academies. He says they try to help each other more, adding that friendly competitions have emerged with other academy communities. Meanwhile, some students, including Cassandra Roberson, have complained that they would like to see more pathway courses offered.
Even in an arts, you know, we still want media production and other different types of classes.
Administrators say they hope to add more career classes as the program evolves, including one Cassandra just mentioned. But Academy Coach Judy Gustafson says they need to be mindful of a couple of things when establishing curriculum: budget constraints and the needs of the Rockford community.
What are the jobs, careers available in Rockford with the ideal hope of repopulating Rockford's businesses and industries with our own grads.
In the meantime, officials say they will keep evaluating the program. In the new year, they will get a sense of how students like it when sophomores are given the option to switch academies. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.